Of course I'm drinking.
I think
too,
I broke this too. Like when I dumped this entire thing on my old Rodecaster, which is what broke it, the little Zoom recorder that records the after show stuff is back there too, and it got doused. So I think,
oh my God.
I think it is now. Yes, Gary, I'm on the stream.
Did you not learn that you should not have those drinks around your electronic equipment?
Now I have a lid on it.
Oh, I don't have a lid on my wine here.
I mean, I've had drinks next to it for years. It's the first time that's ever happened. But you know, when you get older and you just lose your grip strength and you feel like you're holding on to something and then it just falls out of your hand and you're like, what?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. With my big ass dick, I can't hold it and I'm taking a pee and it just falls out of my hand. It's like, this thing is so fucking heavy.
Oh, see. Gary, are you hearing us on you don't listen on Discord.
Me? No.
Gary. I was asking Gary. Gary was asking if we're on the stream. Oh, I mean, yeah,
he listens to the stream, yes.
It says I'm connected to the stream, so I'm assuming I'm on the stream.
He's typing. Give him a second.
Oh, you're in Discord. Yeah, normally the way it works is Adam handles the streaming to YouTube and Pride 48, and I handle streaming to Discord.
Oh, okay.
And then I do the post, so I do the editing at the end.
And I'm not handling anything tonight.
No, you're not doing anything.
Well, except
you're going to go eat.
Wait, can you hear my noises?
Yes.
Oops. Mm-hmm. They seem very loud to me for some reason.
They're not. They're no louder than you. No, I'm saying it's not. Oh, oops. That one was loud.
Okay. Oh, how about this one?
I don't know why.
What don't you know? Why don't you know?
See, because I don't have the I don't have those programmed on my Duo yet.
You don't have them programmed yet.
You sound like a robot.
I sound like a large robot. This is
small robot. Why is this one called small robot?
He sounds like a really big robot.
I know. What the fuck? I don't sound like a small robot. I sound like some kind of demon. Some kind of, I don't know, something like, so, Archer, I see. Made it here to hell. I'm Satan. I'll be your tour guide. Okay. Over here we have, fire and some sulfur and stuff. And if you look over there, this is my favorite thing. If you look over there, there's fire and sulfur and stuff.
Is there a dance party?
Why do you have ducking on here?
What?
Why do you have ducking as a trigger?
Oh my God, turn that off on that thing then.
I don't have ducking set.
I have ducking set on mine.
No. I'm saying I'm looking at how you have all of these things that I'm pushing are things that you put on this pad.
Oh, on the,
So I'm wondering why do you have ducking as a toggle for a MIDI switch that you.
Well, if you remember. If you listen to my podcast, I was playing with that at one
point. Right.
But then I never took it off.
Hopefully I'm not ducking, because when I do the themes, let's see. Let me find out here.
Hello.
Yeah, no, I'm not ducking good.
What about my sounds? Are you hearing this?
Yes. I heard it.
Do you know who this is?
It's from the 90s or 2000s.
Yes, it's Robin S.
Yeah, but I you know what? It's just dance music. It's not, I wouldn't.
Oh, you wouldn't know who it is. Oops, he's looking at his phone. He's got a message.
Oh, I'm reading an email, secret email. I'm reading an email.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Ooh. Listen, by the way, I did not receive any, a binder of music or a binder of information from our producer Cyclone.
I did not either. Cyclone did not send anything out today. Listen,
and Cyclone's probably mad at me because a couple of weeks ago, I sent him a private message and said, I want to have you on my podcast.
Yeah.
And I never contacted him. He's probably very upset with me.
You're going to have him as a guest on your podcast?
Yeah. So we could get some background dirt on Mix Minus.
Oh, I see. I see.
You see? Yeah. Wouldn't that have been a great podcast?
I mean, I would have listened. I would have, yeah.
Oh, everyone would have listened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That would have been huge.
Is he here tonight? Where is he?
No, not yet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the only person I see tonight is Gary. I saw Lamont Cranston earlier, but I don't see him at the moment, so I don't know if he's
switched over
to watching on stream or if he just had some technical issues.
There's like, did nobody want to hear me with you tonight?
You know what, Archer? They love Adam. They just love
Adam. I love Adam, too.
So,
Not now that he's fat, but, you know.
Wow, that is
harsh.
Wait,
is this being recorded for level 13?
No, we don't do the pre-show. We only record the post-show.
Thank goodness. Whew.
And I'm not even sure that recorder works at the moment.
Okay.
I am disfired.
Wait, am I supposed to be recording anything?
No, you don't. Well, okay. Yeah, actually, because you're on your Rodecaster, right?
I am.
Yeah, just record your thing. All I want from you is to send me the... any of the tracks that you did. So just your mic track and you can just drop it in my Google Drive. I'll give you a link.
I think mine just records everything.
It does, but if you export your show, it'll export each individual file, you know, it'll export each individual track.
It doesn't do that. I don't ask it to do that. Huh. How do I do that?
On the Rode desktop software, the Rode Central or whatever,
right?
And you say transfer and you just go to the show and you go to the recording. You don't go to the SD card. You click on the mixer and then there will be like, here's this recording and be like recording number 80 or something. And you just basically say that and then you say export and then it'll ask you where you would put it on you. And then it breaks them out into all the individual tracks.
Okay, so at this point, I don't need to tell it to do that?
No, you don't have to tell it to do that. And honestly, you can just send me the full track, you know, the full export, whatever the file is that it gives you. It doesn't matter. I can read anything.
All right, I'm going to tap on record.
Don't hit record yet. Well, I'll tell you when to hit record. Don't hit record yet. Because we're not ready to start yet.
Oh, I didn't know if you needed other stuff on there.
No. Yeah, no, but if you can send me those recordings, that'd be great because then I don't have to use your Zoom audio. Oh, look, there's Auntie Scott. Hi, Auntie Scott.
I would do my best. My hair looks like shit because I got it cut yesterday. And I can't tell which way I'm supposed to.
I got mine cut on Wednesday.
I told you that you are beautiful all the time.
Aw.
Yeah.
You are beautiful each and every way. I've always had a crush on you, Daniel. Aw, I thought it was Wes Stone that you had a crush on.
Oh, yes, definitely Wes Stone.
You know, Wes is going to be doing Live It Up on the Pride 48 weekend.
Oh my God, I'm going to be so busy that weekend. Did you not hear?
I did.
Picked up a suit for that wedding.
I know. But here's the thing. You've got your fucking, I'm going to talk to you about this on the show. I'm just saying.
I'm just going to say. There's a rehearsal dinner on Friday.
It doesn't matter. You only have to give an hour at one point in you. You don't even have to carry equipment with you. You just carry your Rodecaster Duo and your iPhone.
That's equipment.
I mean, as long as you can Zoom, as long as you can run Zoom, we'll stream for you. So all you have to do is just do a Zoom thing.
Well, we're getting a hotel in.
Yeah.
Well, I live in DC, but it's going to be downtown DC. So
There you go. Just get out. Just do it from the. Just honestly, you just do an hour.
Did you just hear the ding from my email?
No.
Okay, I'm going to quit my email so it won't ding.
I'm saying I didn't hear it. Your computer noises are not coming through to me.
Because I have.
Because I'm on the computer and it's mixed minus. So I won't. Yeah, I won't hear the audio off your computer because I'm on your computer.
I know, but I also have it turned off for Rodecaster Pro. Okay. I mean, Rodecaster Duo chat.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do you need to tinkle or anything before we start?
I tinkled. I got wine. I'm ready to go.
Wow, what are we drinking? Some kind of Merlot?
I am drinking the 2021 Petit Verdot from Grey Ghost.
What is a Verdot?
Well, it's Petit Verdot.
Okay. What is it? I need to know what a Verdot is before I care whether it's petite or not.
It's not really a Verdot versus a Petit Verdot. It's just a Petit Verdot is a grape that is very small,
Yeah.
And it's very dark. It's a very concentrated grape.
Is it complex like a Cabernet grape, or is it sweet like a
sweet. It is complex like a Cabernet grape, and it is the tannins are much bigger. They will grip your tongue and just like make you say, "Oh, I need food with this wine."
I'm more of a Pinot Noir.
Oh, interesting that you say that, because today is National Pinot Noir Day.
Wow.
Yeah, in America, not nationally.
I have some downstairs, but I'm the only one that drinks red wine in this house, so I don't want to drink an entire fucking bottle. I have gin.
Well, I'm working on this whole bottle by myself. My husband just went to bed.
Hi, Kathy Marshall. I have gin. I have this, and I have this Truly watermelon cucumber hard seltzer.
Listen, you take that right now, and you just pour it right all over that RCP2. Now, is anybody talking in the chat room? Because you're talking to people, but they're just, they're just coming online.
Yeah, they're in the audio channel, so I know that they're hearing us there. There could be people listening on the stream, and I wouldn't know that they were listening. See what I'm saying? I just know that if you're listening in Discord, I know that you're listening in Discord because your username shows up in the channel. But if you're not listening, if you're listening on the stream, then it's fine. You can still chat on Discord. You don't have to listen on Discord. You can. But if you're not listening in Discord, we don't see it. Does that make any sense? We'll see people like Kathy Bacon or I'm a Librarian, or people that are listening on the stream, and they will type in Discord, but they're not listening on Discord.
I get it. I totally understand. Now, the question is, did you ask me to join you tonight for Mix Minus because I sold you the Rodecaster Pro 2?
No. I even said on the last Mix Minus that I would ask you because you hated the other guest hosts that I had.
you did.
Yes. I cannot tell you, Archer. Cannot tell you. I'm driving, listening to your show, Zach sitting there, and you go, "Yeah, I heard like 5 minutes of Mix Minus and with his partner. It was just boring, so I stopped listening." I'm like, "Oh my God. You just insulted my partner."
Why are you listening to that in front of Zach?
Yeah, because we're in the truck together. I listen to podcasts.
Oh,
that's my primary form of entertainment is podcast.
But you explained it kind of. I don't know if it was last episode or the episode before when you said that I like to hear Adam with you,
right?
And I think that's the thing.
Well,
it's so out of the ordinary to hear these other people.
Right. But I mean,
for example, this show that we're going to record tonight, I'm not going to listen to it.
You're not.
Why would I? I'm on it. I'm on it live.
I'm going to make your voice sound like Pee Wee Herman or something.
Does it sound any better? Because, I was having some sinus issues as you.
Yeah, I know.
You already. Because listen, I listened to all of your Adam shows this week.
Sarge from Archer Radio.
You said that. Yeah. I was like, hello, because I had like a week of this horrible sinus crud. Training shit. Yeah, crud. And it was,
Zach has it right now. Zach has got the crud, and I haven't gotten it, knock on wood.
Okay, wait, did you guys take the COVID test then?
Yeah, he took a COVID test. He doesn't have COVID.
No COVID? Because my husband was bugging the shit out of me for a week.
Yeah.
Take the COVID test. Take the COVID. I'm like, this is not COVID. I have, this is like sinus drainage. I don't feel bad. I don't, you know, anything.
Sore throat and you have drainage. Yeah.
Yes.
But otherwise you're not running a fever. You don't feel like run down or anything. That's what he's got. That's probably what's going on. I remember, I come from a family of doctors, and it's like, no matter what it was, as soon as they would hear more than three or four people with the same symptoms, they'd be like, oh, yep, it's going around. That was just like a bug going around. And that's what it is. Next call, they're just like going, I have a sore throat and drainage, but you don't have a fever. And that's going around.
That's exactly what I had. Now, Gary says in the chat room, Archer, did you did you do the test? No, I did not do the test because I knew this is what this was not COVID. I'm already feeling 100% better.
Archer, are you going to ask Daniel how big he is and if he's top? You know, he asked me that on my show, on his show when I was on his on the gangbang. So,
Gary, that was long,
you just have
ago.
To go back to 2008 and
eight, yeah.
to Archer gangbang where the first one that I was on, and I would have been on from Call Box 7 at that time. At that time, yes. I had a because I hadn't started Dubious Intent with Will. At that
point. Okay, I have a technical question for you.
Yeah.
In the chat room on Discord, how do you know if a message to you is private or not?
So, if you see it in the main chat, right, then it's public. If you see it or hold on, there's another. Yeah. The private messages go up in the top, very top left of Discord. There's a little thing that says direct messages.
Oh, I don't see that. Okay, so it this looks message like a little from Angie mask. Scott is public.
Yes.
So do yes. we, Archer. What is he, she referring to?
Probably something that you said about listening to, oh, he's typing. He goes, prefer Adam. Adam. Prefer Adam.
So like, do we.
You and Auntie Scott, you guys are the Joey Boohecker and Daniel Brewer of, it's like,
am I Joey Boohecker?
You know, Joey hasn't signed up. I guess Joey's not going to do. I guess the award-winning cocktails.
Real hair. This is real hair. I don't have a wig or anything.
Oh, does Joey have a wig? No, yeah. Adam does. He gets very upset if you call it a rug.
We know Adam has a wig. I'm talking about Joey Boohecker. See, I can't decide which way my hair should go.
Joey Boohecker. Joey Boohecker. Joey Boohecker. Joey. Yeah, Joey. All right. Let me go tinkle and then we'll get started before you get drunker. So,
what? Drunker?
You're slurring already. You can't even say Joey shit. Boohecker. I'm kidding. You're fine.
It's like, I can't say your last name, Daniel.
Brewer. Anyway, talk to the chat room for a minute. I'll be right back.
Okay. Chat room. Let's see. Gary says, you don't mind your husband. You don't mind your husband. What does that mean? I don't listen to what he's saying, Gary. I don't understand. Auntie Scott, I do prefer Adam. I shouldn't say that. That's a horrible thing to say because you filled in for Adam one show and then no shit. Oh my God, this is going to be horrible tonight. But I forget where I was going with that, but. I totally forgot. So you filled in once and then, God, I see, I'm so old. Damn it. Oops, not that. Shit. Where is the, thing? God damn it. Here it is. Nope, that's not it. Downtown. There it is, downtown. Oh my God. I can't think of my words. I feel like Big Fatty right now. He wanted you to do the test. Oh, you're right, Gary. He did want me to do the test, but I did not do the test. So Daniel says, where was I going with this? I don't even know. Fuck. This is going to be horrible. I'm going to ruin his show tonight. Had a little too much to drink. Anyway. Oh, no, I had a question for Daniel. Am I going to,
My supervisor just came in.
Your supervisor came in?
My supervisor, my cat,
your cat,
Barley, yeah. Came in.
No, I had a question for you. Am I going to help you do the test, the news test and all that stuff?
We can, except I'm going to ask you, I'll ask you the news quiz because you follow.
You can ask me the questions. Yeah. I will totally rock it.
All right, cool. Yeah, we'll do the news quiz. We can do that.
And the,
I hadn't planned on doing contact because we only got a couple and Adam has the scorecard for the death phone.
Oh, okay.
So he never shared that document with me. So, and it look the text, you know, the voice to text that we get in the emails that tries to tell us what's on the phone calls, skimming them. It looks like they're both for deaths. So it's not like a regular call.
That's cool.
And then, yeah, we're not doing the test kitchen because we don't have a document there. So yeah, we're just basically going to do we're going to chat. We're going to do the news game. And,
Well, I have to say, He's not on here, but I'm really disappointed that Cyclone is not here tonight.
I'm sorry.
I was waiting to get an email with a ream of paper.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Let's see.
You know,
did he ask me and I forgot? Let's see. I feel like we had this conversation the other day.
I thought I told him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, crap. Yeah. So he said a couple of weeks ago, quick double check, no mix on the 11th, possible on the 18th. And I said, correct. And then he said, let me know if the 18th goes to green light, I can get you a packet. I never got back to him. I never told him.
This is your fault.
It's my fault. It's all right.
I'm going to send him an email and tell him, because he did send me his super secret email address. And I'm going to tell him how much he was missed.
Is that the gay mix EP at gmail.com?
No, that's a different email.
I'm just kidding. That's not a real email. I'm making it up.
Listen, you know how...
gullible you are? Yes.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. the word.
Yes, exactly. That's why we love you, Archer.
But you know, I'm also much older than you.
Not much.
You said today you were like... Well, I shouldn't say today because I heard like three 56. Of your episodes today.
I'm 56.
56?
Yeah.
I'm going to be 60 next year.
Oh my God. That's 4 years. Well, next year I'll be 57.
Okay. So we're 3 years difference,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, 3 years. What was Fatty? Fatty told you how old he was on his show.
He's 67.
67. All right. I have to do.
If he's 67, that means that Auntie Scott is, wait, are 30. They the same age?
No. Auntie Scott is about 22 years younger. Auntie Scott is...
I know that's not true.
Yeah, yeah. Auntie Scott is... let me switch to the better.
Auntie Scott is more like 60... Oh, that's a different camera.
Yes, this is the 4K.
I'm screen. May Fatty's November 56. 1956. Okay, 56. So he's going to be 80 in like 5 years.
Oh my God. In five years.
70 in 5 years.
You're as good at math as Adam is.
Hey, I taught first grade, remember?
That's true. All right.
Recording in progress.
I'm just recording this Zoom piece, the video, just okay. In case I want to do a TikTok or something.
You do whatever you need to do. Gary's 76.
Hit record on your mixer, please, okay, Archer.
I'm doing it now.
Okay.
It is recording on the mixer.
Excellent. Let's kick this pig. In the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for The Mix. My name is Daniel Brewer. I do not do this show alone. I do it with my good buddy, Adam Burns, but he's not here. So tonight, I'm doing it with Archer from Archer Radio. Hi, Archer.
Hey, Daniel. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent. Thank you so much for asking. I really do appreciate that. No, thank you for coming and filling in this evening. You use this as an excuse to not do another show of yours this week?
Right? Exactly, because I was going to podcast today, and I said, no, I'm going to talk with Daniel tonight. That'll just
have
to do.
Here's the thing. But on your last show, you teased that you might be doing something, and so you never told any of your listeners that you are going to be here.
You're right. You're totally right. I totally forgot that I said that.
So you're tens of thousands of listeners, and you couldn't...
Don't you think that the people who listen to my show listen to Mix Minus?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Yes, you do.
I don't know.
Everybody who listens to my show listens to your podcast.
Some people get really weirded out by like 90-minute podcasts. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, even though you can pause and you don't have to listen to the whole, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. But some people, I understand it. It's a daunting thing. I kind of feel like that's why movies... getting longer is a bad thing because I'll tell you, part of the reason that I don't go to the theater just because it's just a horrible experience in general, but is the movies are so fucking long and you can't pause. It's like, I'm an old man. I can't sit for 3 hours and not have to pee.
Do they not realize that men in their late 50s, early 60s need to pee?
all the time. Like now, when I was at the doctor's a couple of weeks ago and they took the blood, they also wanted some urine. And they're like, oh, we're going to need some urine if you can manage. And I looked at him like, I'm 56. I can pee anytime. It's like,
exactly. It's like I can pee anytime you need it.
In fact, if I just pee, I could pee again. That's give me a second. Give me a second. I'll pee again. At least that's how it feels. My God.
Fill that cup up. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then you're like, whoa, wait. All right. Now I got to, oh, wait, where do I put the cup? And yeah. A little bit of splash there.
I am totally there with you. I totally get it.
Yeah. So anyway, so thank you so much for, let me just get out of the way really first off, okay. You know, really fast out of the way, some right. business here, because we do have a big loyal following of this podcast that tune in specifically to hear about how I'm doing on my running training. And I got to tell you, last I made some mention about the fact that my Fitbit broke again.
Yes.
And so I decided I'm not going to get a third Fitbit, right? I didn't, you know, when the first one broke, I said, hey, it broke. And they're like, oh, we'll send you another one. And so I didn't pay for two Fitbits. I just, Apple they've Watch. Already sent me. There's no, no, I just want it to track my steps and my heart rate. It's like, I don't want a 24 hour, you know what I'm saying? Apple Watches have no battery life. It's like my Fitbit.
Mine lasts for 2 days.
All right. My Fitbit would go for 10 days.
Well,
so yeah. Anyway,
it doesn't
so,
do it clearly.
Right. So
it
I switched
because you've broken three.
I switched. So I switched. I went with Garmin. So I switched over to Garmin. So I'm using a Garmin fitness band, which I seem to like, but it has a new, this is how it relates to my running update here. It has a training schedule where you can basically say, hey, I'm training for a 10K on this date. And then it will make a training schedule for you. You know, what days do you want to run? And then it'll set it all up for you. So
okay,
let
me ask you this.
Yes.
Will it, control like when you, cause I follow your running thing
on Strava, and it's set,
you tell us like, you know, today I'm running two minutes and 30 seconds, but I'm walking, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it control that kind of stuff too?
No, I use an app on my phone for that. I use an app on my phone. So I'm usually listening to podcasts and then the app on my phone just beeps over the top of it and tells me whether it's walk or run, but
that's kind of cool actually. Yeah.
So the, anyway, so it's Twitter. So I've, anyway, a long story short, I haven't, because they have this training program that I'm on has different kinds of runs instead of the cycling run I was doing, but I'm still doing cycling run. They just have me doing it in a different way. But long story, it's just so we can keep continuity here. I am now up to comfortably running for 3 minutes and walking for a minute and a half. And, so that is now that's, I haven't done this out in the real world yet. This has only been on treadmill with a 2% incline. So
that's right, because you're running inside.
Yeah. But when the weather gets a little cooler, probably in September, we'll see if that holds when I hit the actual outside.
You think September you're going to be going outside?
Oh yeah, September, because I started training September. I'm a native Floridian. The only thing that bugs me about August is just, it's like a sauna. It's like, it's so rainy and hot.
I don't know if, because we're in the same plane, Washington DC is in the same plane as Florida where you are. And it is humid and hot as fuck up here in DC.
Yeah.
Oh, can we cuss on this podcast?
Yes, of course you can cuss on this podcast.
It is horrible up here.
It is. I mean, well, it's not that. We're like, what was your high today?
Well, today wasn't that bad. 86, I think it was. 86.
Yeah, that is a cool and lovely day in Florida.
Okay.
86.
But listen, I get up at 5:30 in the morning, 5:30 a.m., roughly between 5:30 and 6 a.m. And I do 3 miles walking around my neighborhood. The temperature is like 72.
72.
But the humidity... this morning, it was 94% humidity.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I was sweating that balls crazy, when by the time I got home.
Yeah. So, Kathy Marshall says it's 70 degrees there out in San Francisco. So we have a few more people joining us in the chat room this evening. Cyclone, our executive producer, Cyclone, who I totally forgot to tell him that we were doing a show tonight. So
wait, where is he? I don't see him.
He's over in the Discord.
Oh, he's up on the, under the
monitor. Okay. Lamont Cranston, ooh, Street Rat is Cyclone. Here. Tim in Alaska. Hello, Tim in Alaska.
Let me just say to Cyclone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I did not email you, but I'm going to email you.
I heard that you were trying to get Cyclone to be a guest on Archer Radio.
Yes.
To get some behind the scenes dirt.
I want some dirt
about the gay mix.
Minus. Yeah, yes.
Gay mix. Like,
I think Cyclone would be a good, an excellent guest on the Archer Radio show.
That's right. Okay. Then you'll find out how many sexual partners I've had since my last test, just like my provider.
Don't you think we already know that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I said 20 and I keep thinking it's like, was that over or under?
20 yesterday?
No, since my last visit there, which was like back in January. Oh,
since your last visit.
Yeah. So like for two or three months.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Let's get honest.
Yes.
How many sexual partners have you had in your entire life?
Oh, good God. I have no, because you got to remember, I go to sex parties and let us. So I,
you're a whore.
I couldn't begin to estimate how many sexual partners over my lifetime. Good God, no, lots.
When I was very young, in my early to mid 20s, mm-hmm. I was a major whore because I had bought a condo and I finally had the freedom to have men over a lot, and I swear my number is easily in the 500 something.
You probably imagine
500 and 600 different dicks that I've sucked.
Do you imagine how much more slutty we would have been if we had Grindr and stuff back then? Because these bitches today don't have to work for it. It's like we had to work.
You had gay.com where you had the chat and AOL chat and
to dial AOL. Up. You had to get on the phone line and dial in with a modem.
But I had a 56K modem back then. So, yeah.
I eventually had a 56K modem. I mean, we all did, right? But yeah.
But even then, I was spending money on stuff I didn't have the money for.
All right, so you've been it's all right. You've been a fixture in the gay podcasting community forever.
2005, I started my podcast.
We used to call you the Podfather, the Gay Podfather.
Correct, but that has clearly have heard that that's changed.
I have been listening to you for a very long time, and I have some questions.
Ooh.
Of things that I just never have really asked you before.
Okay.
What the fuck with your picky eating? There is like a list of, I think it's shorter to list the things you will eat than it is to list the things you won't eat.
You're absolutely right about that.
What's caused this? Where does this come from? Talk to me. I don't know
what caused it, but when I was younger, I would fight with my mother about eating vegetables. For example, First of all, I come from a family of 7 children.
Yes.
So there were 9 people around our table the dining room table. Mm-hmm. And everyone else, all my brothers and sisters, they would eat their vegetables. And when my mother was starting to clear the table, she would, everybody would give her their plates and stuff. And when she got to me, I was like, she's like, you need to finish those green beans. You need to eat those green beans or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not eating those. I don't like those. And she said, you're not moving until you eat those green beans. I would be the last one at the table. Everyone's gone. They're watching TV. They're playing games, whatever. I'm sitting there with green beans on my plate. And my mother would finally say, just give me the goddamn plate.
Oh, wow.
And I would give her the plate and she would throw the beans in a disposal. We had a disposal back then. And she would put the plate in the dishwasher. I mean, I know it sounds like, because in 1965, my parents renovated the kitchen and they had like all the most modern conveniences. Yeah. We had a stainless steel dishwasher in 1965.
Wow.
Anyway, so she just gave up. She just gave up fighting me on these things because I didn't. And here's the thing, mostly it has to do with texture. I do not like the texture of vegetables. Green beans, peas.
Right, that's the thing that blows my mind. This is like Adam and seafood, right? It's like when you say vegetables, well, vegetables have such a wide variety of textures. It's like vegetables is an enormous category of food. And, something like green beans is a vegetable, but also something like, I don't know, why am I not, like a carrot is a vegetable.
Carrot sticks, for example.
Yeah.
raw carrots I will eat with no problem. But so as soon as you cook them,
yes. As soon as you cook a carrot,
they get mushy and the texture in your teeth is just gross.
I mean, if they're canned and overcooked, maybe. No. But have you ever had grilled vegetables?
People have tried. My husband has tried with grilled.
Yeah.
Like squash.
Yeah, like squash. Zucchinis and squash, summer squash. Yep. And
then he's grilled
a little bit of balsamic vinegar and you grill them.
Absolutely. Balsamic vinegar. Hello, what the fuck is that? That's disgusting.
It's wine.
I know, but it's gross. Why would you put that on vegetables?
Ugh. You don't like that. Wait, you don't like vegetables. So why would you care that you put them on vegetables?
But you make it even worse by putting that balsamic vinegar on.
Well, clearly if the rest of us like vegetables and you don't, then maybe it's you. I mean, maybe balsamic vinegar is great.
I have no problem saying it is totally me.
So you won't eat vegetables and it's not, it's like no vegetables.
As I said, I will eat raw carrots.
Bell peppers?
Nope.
No but peppers.
Potatoes in any fashion, I will eat a potato.
Well, potatoes a starch.
Yeah, it's a starch. So, yeah, I know. Okay.
Sweet potato.
Even a vegetable.
Sweet potato. Huh? Sweet potato. Not a sweet potato. You don't like?
What? I don't like the flavor of sweet potato.
Okay.
The texture is the same as a regular potato.
And you don't like salmon.
Nope.
You will eat, tilapia or something. Is that
true? I used to eat tilapia, but now, because a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I learned that tilapia was a bottom feeder.
Yeah.
And I won't eat them eating the shit of other fish. So,
girl, you're a bottom. Why do you care? It's like a bottom feeder. That just sounds like, an enthusiastic top. So,
so true.
Yeah, you should you should order more tilapia at that point in time.
I just now do not like tilapia. So I'll eat something like cod.
Yeah.
Or what's another? I'm mostly grouper? White fish.
Grouper? Not grouper. I feel like grouper is like so mild as I don't really think of grouper as even having a taste. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I like the fish to be very thin.
Very thin.
Yeah.
No fat fish for you.
No, not fat. Thick. I only like thick in my dicks.
No fins, no fatties. Exactly. Yeah. So only thin fish.
Correct.
Well, I mean, that's just how it's cut, right? That's just how it's prepared.
For example, tonight my husband and I went to Whole Foods to get, we had steaks for dinner, mm-hmm. but he's like, let's peruse the fish aisle because we want to have fish tomorrow night for dinner. And I was looking at him like, okay, look at that.
Did you indeed peruse?
Did we what?
Did you peruse?
We did peruse.
You perused?
Yes.
Okay.
We perused the fish section.
Yes.
And I said, look at that tilapia or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. It was so thick. And I said, I don't like it thick. I said, I wish they could just cut it real thin for me.
Well, they could.
They won't cut it horizontally. They'll cut it vertically.
You can have them fillet.
They won't cut it horizontally.
It's called filleting it. Yes. You can have them do with steaks or fish or anything.
Well,
like
I wanted it
butterfly
very
it
thin all the way across.
Yeah.
So that I could just sear it in butter and be able to eat it.
So basically you just like fish that fish is a butter delivery method, basically.
It's a butter delivery. I like that.
And I feel like that's it. Don't you? You don't eat pasta, right? You don't like.
Oh no, I do like pasta.
Oh, you like pasta?
I love pasta, yes.
with butter.
But the sauce that you put on it has to be like. Okay, so for example, my husband puts all these vegetables in there. Tomato. I'm like whole tomatoes.
Right, tomatoes are fruit, but yes.
All right, that is true. But he puts all these chunky things in there.
Yeah.
And I don't like it chunky because of the texture in my mouth.
I get that. I don't like raw tomatoes. So, but if you took like tomato paste. If you use like tomato paste, something that was pureed already and that was stirred in, then that would have been, that would be good.
So, okay. So he gets upset with me because I will take whatever sauce he's created.
Yeah.
I'll put it in my NutriBullet and I will blend it till it is pureed.
Oh, wow.
Because I like the flavors.
Yeah. But he prefers rustic sauce then.
Does. Yes. Well, he's from New Orleans, so he likes all this, you know, real stuff. And I can't eat it.
There's no difference between pureed and rough cut. It's just how long you want to take, right? You could make the argument that if you like rustic food, you're just lazy. You didn't cut it enough.
Well, that's a really good point. I'm going to tell him that too. But he likes the chunky stuff.
It was some lazy chef somewhere that was just like, didn't cut his vegetables enough. And people were like, oh, you didn't cut the vegetables. He's like, it's rustic. It is rustic. It is a thing we have in our country. We call it rustic.
That's a good way to say it. I'm going to tell him that you make rustic sauce and I want rustic. Pureed sauce.
So I was listening to your podcast this past week. And you had gone for 3 days without internet. Mm.
Oh, it was more than 3 days. It was 5 days.
And I'm like, you have an iPhone, you have a hotspot right there on your phone. Like, why did they knock over the cell towers? Did you not have 5G?
Okay. Well, that's an interesting thing. That's a good question, because on our building, in the building that I live in right now, mm-hmm. on the roof, they had three G5 cells up on the highest point of the roof.
Okay.
In that storm, they were ripped off our building.
Oh.
So the fastest speed my husband and I could get is LTE.
Yeah, but still, that's enough to watch TV.
Well, but it would have been through our phone. I didn't have LTE.
You don't have a hotspot? Your phone doesn't have a hotspot?
No, it did on the phone, but I could turn the hotspot on for the computer and I could watch some YouTube videos, but generally it sucked. It was so slow. You know, you remember that spinning wheel when you're waiting for it to.
Yeah, I do. I'm just saying.
That's what LTE was giving us.
That's because there are a lot of people there maybe using those towers because they were.
Well, that's very true. Yeah. But now the 5G has been restored.
Yeah.
And obviously, and our internet has been restored. But I was just like, you know, I was watching. I'm sure you heard of the podcast, but I was watching videos from my connected SSD drive
with
all these videos that I had saved.
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing.
Well, I mean, that's why I was just like, you could have still uploaded a podcast. You could have still, it's like your Rodecaster records for you, so you don't need the internet to record. And then you could have just uploaded from your phone. Like you could have used your phone's hotspot to upload your podcast.
Listen, even the hotspot with LTE was very slow. And we recorded a show on Sunday, but I wasn't able to post it until Thursday.
Right. And now,
because
here's the question that we asked on State of the Station, which you clearly haven't listened to. Have not signed up for the Pride 48 weekend, the final Pride 48
weekend.
Have
you not listened to my podcast? I have.
Yeah, you bought. But look, you don't have to be there the whole weekend. All you have to do is your show for 1 hour. So for 1 hour, it could be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when you're not, you know, when you would be taking one of your infamous naps. You could just, in the hotel, you could do your podcast. All you have to do is take a mic and your new little snazzy Rodecaster duo thing, whatever. And then you can use the hotel internet. You could use the phone hotspot, whatever. Just connect on Zoom, anything that will do Zoom. So your iPhone will do Zoom. You could just connect to us and then we'll broadcast your audio for you. I'm just saying, I would hate you. Wouldn't you hate to miss the very final Pride 48 weekend? Like, wouldn't the regret of that just eat away at you for years and years? Like,
it's already been eating away at me.
5 years from now, when you're 60,
next year I'll be 60.
5 years from now, when you are 65.
When I'm taking Social Security,
You were going to be, oh, you know what? Daniel was right. I could have. I could have. It would have been so great that final weekend. Right. I could have just taken my Rodecaster Duo. I could have done it from the hotel room. It's just an hour.
You are so good.
I've regretted it my whole life. No, instead I was out eating.
That's Chef Jeff. Listen.
I love the way that cuts off right there. Yeah, you sent me your mixer with all of your files. You sent me your mixer with all of your files.
I thought it deleted that shit when you unplug it. Listen. Okay, so. That's a okay. The people who are getting married,
yes,
I have been friends with for 19 years.
Yeah, you take nothing away from their wedding. It's like
we are like this close.
Yeah, it's a 1 hour at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're not letting me explain this.
Yeah.
So like the one guy, he started his whole teaching career with me 19 years ago. And like we're this close. He comes to all of my parties. Okay. We have, so I can't possibly. So okay. So Friday night.
Yeah.
That Friday there is a rehearsal dinner.
Yeah. No, you don't need to do it Friday night.
I wouldn't be able to do it because the dinner is like at 8 o'clock and the
all right
the,
yeah
and yeah. I don't know how long it goes.
Cool. No problem.
Saturday on Saturday the wedding is at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock
at a church way the fuck out in Virginia.
Okay.
And then two, the reception is 3 hours later in D.C. at a winery, the D.C. winery.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so getting from the wedding, we come home, we change clothes for the reception, we go to the reception.
Yeah.
And who knows how long that's going to go.
So look, you do your show at 11 a.m. on Saturday. You're done before noon. You still make it to the wedding at 1 o'clock. There you go. Problem solved. Listen,
don't make me feel guilty because then on Sunday there's a picnic lunch for families.
At
for
what time? At what time?
That's at noon.
Okay, so you do your show at 10:30. It was good. You are 10 o'clock on Sunday. It sounds to me like you could do 11 a.m. on Saturday, or even 10 a.m. on Saturday. And you could do or 10 a.m. on Sunday. I'm going to pencil you in for 10 a.m.
No. Don't you do that because I swear to God, I could not do it justice the way I would want to.
You know, it's the final weekend.
The final weekend.
No, you're going to regret.
Okay, so here's the question that I think everyone should be asking you this.
Okay, what?
Why is it the final weekend? Why are you killing this tradition for so many years?
I talked about this on today's Geeky Gay. I've talked about this here before.
We've talked about because
it's because it's harder and harder to get shows to do this. Both podcasting itself has changed. People that do newer podcasts now are all trying to monetize and do other things. There is no sense of community that they want to necessarily participate in.
You know, and you know who described that really well was the Enormous Podcast. Do you listen to the Enormous Podcast?
I have listened to the Enormous Podcast. I'm not regular listeners of them, but of course, now that I am commuting again, perhaps I will add them to my rotation.
God, we need to talk about that too. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, we can talk about that. But go ahead. So what were you saying? So that's part of the reason why what the Enormous folks were talking about, right?
Oh, yes, because they were talking about the whole community aspect of Pride 48 and how there's even this, like between Big Fatty and I
you were trying to play Downtown, weren't you?
Well, yes.
But you hit the wrong button.
I hit the wrong button. You know, I guess what they were saying was like, you know, this I don't even want to see it as a competition, but with like Big Fatty would play one version of Nora O'Donnell's, show, and I will play a different one. But he's saying that that's within the Pride 48 community. Everyone kind of knows that shtick.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And people outside that community don't know it because they don't necessarily listen.
Or
Pride 48.
A lot of podcasters, newer podcasters, have this feeling, you know, that you're competing with everyone, and you're not. It's like you're not. A rising tide lifts all boats. So it's like there are a lot of people that listen to all of our shows. There are a lot of people that listen to, you know, sections of our shows and whatnot. Yes, so yeah, yes. You used to host the Gangbang show, right?
I did. I really missed that show. Yeah. But, you know, and I tried to bring it back, and I couldn't get enough people to
because
come
times have changed, and
Auntie Scott says, "Is Archer a smoker?" Not currently, but I used to be.
Yeah. How many years did you smoke?
Oh my God. From like 1983 through 2018.
Okay. So I feel like I started smoking in like after high school. So that would have been like 1986. And then I think I smoked until 2004 or so.
I waited until 2018.
But here's my question. I know how I was able to quit. But how were you? What was the thing that finally worked that you were able to quit smoking?
I had a heart attack.
Okay.
Now, I will say that Auntie Scott says his laugh sounds asthmatic. I'm definitely not asthmatic, but now I know Auntie Scott does not listen to my podcast, but
yes. Oh, he sounded much worse.
For a week, yeah. I have had this sinus drainage going down my throat, and it's been messing with my throat. So my sound is totally off because of that. But I sound 100% better than I did on the last podcast.
Kathy Marshall says, I started smoking in 1980, but someone put it out. Anyway.
Who put it out?
Someone. She probably married her.
Listen, I told my husband that when I turned 75, I'm going to smoke again because smoking is so much. Really? It's so enjoyable.
It's so enjoyable.
So much fun. You get a head rush when you stuff your first. Look, as Daniel takes a puff off his, what do you call that thing?
It's a vape pen.
The vape pen. I can't do that because it's worse than smoking. So,
I mean, this is marijuana, so.
Oh, that's even better.
Right.
Oh my God, I would love to get high, but I get so paranoid when I get high. My husband, because my, you know, we. Yeah. Okay, I shouldn't say this, but we have partaken in the past.
Oh, have you? Yes.
Oh, multiple times in the past. And my husband, I have a picture of my husband in his closet.
Yes.
When our wedding day.
The one he came out of.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. When his parents were living in our house and he is holding a bowl.
Oh, he's doing the little bowl.
And lighting it in the closet. And I took a picture of him and I'm like, honey. You can't be that nervous that you have to smoke pot in a closet.
Yeah, so I was first introduced to pot when I was...
Kathy Marshall's right, scandalous, yes. Yeah,
when I was a twink. So I was like 21, 22.
Wait, pause.
Yeah.
You were a twink?
Yeah.
By age or by looks?
By looks?
No, by age. Come on.
Oh, wow. I'm getting some...
some feedback.
some pushback here on it. So what do you consider to be, no, I don't want to go there. I want to go to Google Photos.
I will totally tell you.
No. What do you consider to, why would I have not been a twink in your mind? Because, I mean, you didn't know me back then. Okay. So you
don't I did not know you back then, but I'm looking at, I'm thinking about what I've known of you in the last 10 years, 12 years, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, actually more than that, 16 years.
Whatever. I know. Yeah. Every time you sit down and do that with people, it gets you, doesn't it? Because you're like going like, yeah, it's been five. Like, God, it's been 15 years. What the fuck?
A long time. Yes. I'm thinking about the hairiness because I don't consider a twink being hairy. And I don't know that when you were younger that you were hairy. But I've known you always as a hairy man. Lots of that big, bunch of hair on your head and that beard and everything. Yeah. You know, I've only known you as a hairy man.
Let's see. I don't have a lot of images flying around here. I'll post one over in the Discord chat rooms.
Oh my God, look how hot you are.
That was probably when I was 18, 19 there.
Oh my God, you were so hot.
And then,
that is older. Quite twinky. I was a twink.
Not for long. I wasn't a twink for long because, you know, by the time I got into my late 20s, I started
got fat.
Yeah, I got fat.
I've been fat since my 20s. No, I shouldn't say that. Since I graduated from college, like since 1987, which is a long time.
So, what was my point that I was trying to make about
I have
this?
No
you've,
idea.
You've, so that was when I first was introduced to marijuana, I was a twink. I just hated the taste of it so much. It was like I was like you with a vegetable. It's like, I would have nothing to do, you know, I liked how it made me feel, but God, I would gag on the taste. And it was just, you know, that smell and the taste. It was just horrible. So,
because usually you'd be drinking at the same time that you're smoking the pot. So like the beer would cut off that. Because I agree that nasty taste in your mouth. Yeah. But I would have a beer and it would cut
it. It wasn't until vaping came along that it was like, oh, well, now I can actually use marijuana and because it doesn't smell and it doesn't. So vaping, it doesn't have the marijuana smell or the marijuana taste. So it's.
But are you getting the same kind of high?
Oh, yeah, probably more so, I would say.
But how are you able to talk?
What do you mean, how are you able to talk?
Because when I would smoke pot.
Yeah.
Mostly in college.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was suck some dick.
Yeah.
There was a guy who was, well, he told me he was straight, but he was really gay.
Mm-hmm.
He would come over to my apartment this is like when I was a senior. And he would bring the pot and we would smoke, but I would get so paranoid. I'd be like, oh my God, is the door locked? Are the police coming? And he was like, oh my God, just suck my dick. You know, that kind of thing. It would be funny.
It's like a script to a porno there.
It basically was. Yeah. I know it's horrible. I shouldn't say that, but yes.
Good night, Auntie Scott. Oh,
Auntie Scott's leaving. Good night, yes. Auntie Scott.
Yes. He doesn't care for the no, he doesn't care for the sexual stories.
It's fine.
I do. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry.
Should I stop telling these stories?
No, he's got to cook dinner. You know what? Don't worry about it. It's fine. We're going to do the show.
Oh my God,
I forgot about
the time difference too. It's like 4 hours difference out there.
So,
wait until he hears my Jude, you're leaking story.
Jude, you're leaking story?
Come on, you've heard that years and years and years ago on Archer Radio.
Wow. Maybe I have. Maybe I haven't. I don't recognize it. You know, that's why you should do the last Pride 48 weekend is to retell some of these stories.
I can't do that. No. No, that's funny though.
All right, I'm going to give you a quiz.
Oh, okay, I'm ready.
And this comes from I like to watch TikTok. Do you watch TikTok?
I do watch TikTok. Yes, from time to time. Yeah.
And I was watching on TikTok the other day, and it was a little kid. It was a woman talking about. I asked my 8-year-old why I say hang up the phone, and she gave some bizarre answer because. Hanging up the phone is not a concept that kids now understand.
Oh, they don't physically hang up the phone.
So there are idioms in our language that are idioms. Is it idioms like a common phrase, like an idiom, right?
I'm not sure that that's exactly the right thing, but.
Okay. There are sayings, there are common sayings that we no longer know what the original meaning of them were. Like
young people don't.
Yeah. Young people don't. But what I'm saying is you, as someone who's a little bit older than me, we understand hang up the phone. We understand dial the phone. Like you said, dial, you know, why we say dial the phone, right? Tape a show is a good one.
Yep. Tape a show. I totally get tape
we know all of those, but I've got a list here of some that I didn't know that predate us. Do you know why we use the term footage? They shot some footage. Video footage.
Oh, that's really interesting. Well, I think it has to do with, back in the 20s, early, you know, before we went with talkies, they would measure the amount of film in feet and they would say, how much footage would it take to do this scene?
You are absolutely correct. 35 millimeter silent films were measured in feet and frames. There are approximately 16 frames in a foot of 35 millimeter film, which would translate to about 1 second of screen time.
Exactly. Now, I just have to interrupt here.
Yeah.
Look at how hot Tim in Alaska
was. Oh, yes.
When he was 19.
I've seen Tim in Alaska, and I've seen much more revealing pictures of Tim
in
Alaska.
Oh, my God. Tim, what happened to you? No, I'm just kidding.
Dashboard. Do you know what the term dashboard means? Okay, why is it called a dashboard?
Clearly, is the car.
Yeah, but dashboard. Why is it called a dashboard?
Oh, my God. That's a really good question. You know, I'm going to have to be honest. I don't really know why it's called the dashboard.
Originally, a dashboard was a barrier of wood at the front of a horse-drawn carriage to protect the driver from mud or other debris that was dashed up by the hooves as it was running. So it's like that little angled piece of wood below the driver that keeps, you know, as the horses are running, they're kicking up mud and it keeps it from going.
And it
would
hit there instead of hitting them.
Exactly. That's the dashboard. Okay. That's where the term dashboard comes from.
Okay. I did not know that. That's very cool.
Hit the hay. Do you know why is it called hit the hay?
Well, hit the hay because many, many, many years ago, mattresses were made with hay.
Yeah.
And they would say, when it's time to go to bed, go hit the hay because the mattresses were made out of hay.
So you're partially correct. There's a little bit more to it than that. But yes, the mattresses were made out of hay. And but the process of hitting it was to get bugs out of it because it was the hay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it was. And so before you went to bed, you hit the hay to get the bugs out of the way before you laid down.
I love that. I did not know that, but that totally makes sense. Yeah.
All right. I think this is the final one. Sleep tight.
Sleep tight.
Yep.
Is that like sleep tight? Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah. Yeah. Good night. Sleep tight.
Okay. So you would wrap yourself up tight in the bed so that the bed bugs wouldn't bite.
Oh, okay. So you're thinking it's like a swaddling thing. Like you're.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. You would have to wrap those blankets and sheets around you tight.
Do you remember like courting on the prairie? There's a thing like when the boy would come over to court, it was too far of a walk for them to go back home. And so they would wrap them up in blankets and they would sleep in the same bed as their girlfriend. But, you know, they were so wrapped up in the blankets.
Tight, they couldn't get their hard on into her vagina.
No.
Oh, well, I like that. I didn't know that, but that's
none of those things.
Holy shit.
Look at Tim in Alaska. More pictures of Tim in Alaska. I've seen some of those.
Tim, I want to see the penis picture. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that.
So sleep tight actually comes from before we had mattresses, beds were square frames elevated off the ground with ropes tied across in kind of like a hammock. They would make like a big hammock. Yes. And so if they weren't tight, you would hit the floor. So sleep tight was to tighten, you know, the ropes and everything needed to be tight.
Right. Around the edges so that she wouldn't fall. Oh, that totally makes sense.
So those are the ones like, the other ones, you know, cause I know them, you know what I'm saying? Like all the ones that we talked about before, like, soapbox and, ka-ching and, floppy disk. Yeah.
Do you know what that little thing was on the floor of a car in the 70s on the, if you were a driver and it would be on the left side where your foot would hit, what would you press that down for?
The clutch or the emergency brake?
No. Past the clutch.
Yeah. The emergency
brake. It was a little tiny button.
A little tiny button. Yeah.
Like about that big.
Yeah.
And you would press it.
Yeah.
With your left foot.
Yeah.
While you were driving. I should say this. I should probably give it away.
Yeah. I have no
night.
Idea. Oh, it turned on the lights?
It turned on the high beams.
Oh, on the high? Oh, they were on the floor?
Yes. It was a floor button. Yeah. You didn't know that?
You're
not that much. You're not that much younger than me.
No, but in all the high beams I ever had encountered were on the steering wheel, you know, like the collar.
Well, I had a 1976 Vega. Chevrolet Vega. And it had that little button.
That little button on the floor. Side. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that they were.
Gary said bright lights. He's right.
Here's the thing that has always gotten me about cars is like, you know, we've gotten like my truck does everything. Right?
I wish I had your truck.
But you know, the one thing it doesn't do, and I don't understand why cars just don't do this. When it, starts raining, it turns on the windshield wipers, right? For me, right? It detects the water.
Mine does that too.
But it doesn't turn on the headlights. And it's like, the running lights are on, but it's like in every state, it is the law to turn your headlights on when it's raining. It's like, why don't the car manufacturers just make that so that when you turn on the windshield wipers, the headlights come on?
Okay, stop. Because on your Ford, I know I have a Ford.
Yeah.
On the light switch, if you move that indicator thing to the automatic.
Oh, yeah. It's always on automatic.
Oh, then they should come on then when it rains.
Okay.
Do they not?
I don't know. I'm not in front of my truck.
Okay, listen. You leave that on automatic. And
I do. I do
that on automatic. Because I have the same windshield wipers that you're talking about. Yeah. It's got that thing up in the window that determines if it's raining or not. Mm-hmm. And my car is like 6 years old. So it's the same technology. But it should turn on the lights for you when the windshield wipers come on.
Well, my old car didn't. That's mean.
We also had the same old car because I had a Focus and you had a Focus.
Yeah, it didn't do that though.
Was yours 2012?
Yeah, it was a 2012 hatchback. Yeah, it's 2012.
Mine was a 2012 sedan.
Yeah, I know. We had that little engine problem that went when you would. Oh, I hated that thing.
Oh my god, I hated that.
It's like I've never
a terrible transmission.
Yeah, I know. I never loved a car and yet hated a car so much as that Ford Focus.
Me too. Me too.
That was the one that I got fucked with on my divorce because we bought two Ford Focus hatchbacks at the same time. I owned my car. Robert was way upside down in his car. And so by trading everything in and then getting two cars, it kind of just worked out that we could, lower the. Go ahead.
Why was Robert so upside down on that car?
Because he just wanted a new car. He would just keep going in. You know what I'm saying? He was just bad with money. And
clearly, because I've known you forever and I remember that divorce.
In the divorce, it turns out that the way that they structured all those deals, that all of the upside down money went into my car. And he basically walked away with his car pretty much paid off. And I had to
keep, you suckered it.
Yeah, I had to keep that car for another couple of years, like trying to pay it down.
I remember.
Yeah, that was.
Listen. Yeah. Do you ever communicate with that man anymore?
I have sent him messages when Buzzy died and Princess died because they were those were pets that he they were.
Yeah, because for a long time you guys had like joint custody of those of the animals,
he wouldn't take them because Buzzy and Celine were my cats before we had gotten together. Princess was our joint cat, and so he couldn't take it with him, or he couldn't take her with him, so I ended up with her. But I've texted him on those things, and I think when I told him the princess died, he said he'd heard about my mom and,
really?
So
does he listen to your podcast? You
think? No, he just follows a lot of my family on Facebook. And it's like, he has me blocked. He has me blocked, but I'll see occasionally on one of their things, like some, that this was liked by Robert Wilson. And I was just like, oh, okay. So,
That makes sense.
And it's fine. It was fine. And it's the weird thing is it wasn't like, it wasn't like a scandalous divorce or anything. There wasn't like affair.
I think everyone was, as I was, surprised that there was even a divorce taking place.
It was just, we had been together for 10 years and we were just going in very different directions and basically making each other miserable. And that was stupid. So it was, look, life's too short. Let's move on. And I didn't contest anything in the divorce. There was no
reason to.
And it was still very, very expensive. Divorce is a racket, man.
Well, it was expensive for you because you assumed a lot of the shit in the relationship.
No, I'm saying just the process of getting divorced. You have to pay these fees. You have to wait 6 weeks before you can do the next thing where you pay somebody else. And then it's like, to get married costs $25. You go down to the courthouse, $25, and you're married. To get divorced is like a minimum of $400 or $500 and like 3 months because there's all these built-in waiting, periods.
I do remember that at the time I was like, oh my God, Daniel is the first gay man I've ever known to get divorced. Because, it's been like 7-8 years
ago. Yeah, and it was so stupid why we got married to start with. It's like we got married to start with because he wanted to be on my health insurance.
I remember that. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, you know, Daniel, how can Daniel be so stupid about this? Don't marry that man.
All right, so I read.
I don't mean to be like that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. So let me see. Okay. Where are we at right now? We're at this point. We want to do the news game. So I wanted to. I have this idea for a new segment that I want to do.
I'm really good with new segments.
And I thought that you're a good person to try this out on because I know that you spend money on gadgets.
I do.
And you may even feel guilty about the amount of money that you spent on a gadget. Well, I have the solution for this. This is what this new segment is.
Okay.
Is that someone would call into our show and would admit to spending too much money on something that they wanted. And then we would use the power of gay math to show them that they really didn't waste their money on it.
Okay.
What I need to know from you, Archer, is what is something recently that you've spent money on that you love the thing, but you know, that was a lot. You know, that's like, I feel like maybe I shouldn't have spent that much on that. So give me something that you spent money on.
Perfect example. So I told you I can't do Pride 48 weekend because I'm going to this wedding.
Right.
I had to buy a new fucking suit.
Yeah.
$850 mm-hmm. for a suit, a shirt, and a tie.
Right. Okay. So $850 for
that is crazy expensive.
Yeah. Now let's just go ahead, just to make this fair. Go ahead, and you spent how much on shoes? Like that was another.
The shoes were $100 extra.
Okay. So another. So basically, let's just call it $1,000. So you spent $1,000.
$1,000. Yes.
$1,000 on this wedding.
Okay. Yes. Now I will say this. Yeah. Let me clarify a little bit.
Yep. Yep.
I went to pick up the suit today on Friday, August 18th. And the suit itself was on sale at the store that I bought it at. So the guy was really nice and he gave me the sale price.
Oh.
So I got $250 back.
All right. So you already have reduced this down to $750 just before we even start. So this is almost too big. So the person whose wedding it is, the person who is went to teacher school with you.
We talked together
for 19 years.
Yeah.
Super. Where does he live now?
He lives in DC.
He lives
not too
in
far
DC.
From us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you didn't get this suit, and you were to go to his wedding, you know, looking shabby, drawing attention, stealing focus from him on his wedding, you would probably, you know, in order to make up for him, because he'd be mad about that, and in order to make up for that, you'd probably have to take him out to a really nice dinner. And we're talking like with several bottles of wine. So we're probably talking for four people that easily is like $500.
Easily.
So really, when you take that into account, you only paid $250 for the suit, right? So you got your $250 back. You would have to pay $500 to make up for him if you were to miss his wedding. So now we're at $250. So we're at $250 for the suit. Let's see if we can make this any cheaper though.
No, we're at $750 because that's what I paid for. But you're saying deduct what I would pay for.
You deduct what you would have had to have taken him out to dinner for $500. So, okay. I mean, that's just math, right? So,
Kathy Marshall says, wasn't there something close enough in your closet?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Kathy Marshall, here's the thing. This is what a lot of people do not understand. I am a shorts person. I wear shorts. And like right now, I'm wearing a plaid shirt, short sleeve plaid shirt. That is basically my attire I wear every day.
He's like a character in an animated cartoon. He wears the same outfit.
A lot of people say that I look like a pedophile. I mean, clearly.
Are those people mainly kids?
Oh God, I sound like I'm a huge smoker.
That's a problem.
It's this horrible voice I have. No, that's not true. Yeah.
All right, so anyway, you're not going to get any. So we got your suit down to like $250. I still think there's probably something else we could do here to make it even cheaper.
I don't know how.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the fun thing about gay math is you're going to... If you didn't go to his wedding, well, I mean, you were still going to go to his wedding anyway. Oh, I got it.
Extremely close friend.
I got it. If you had shown up at his wedding without a nice suit, you would not get to go to the, you would be uninvited to the picnic the next day.
That's very true.
You would not get to go to the reception. So you would be paying for two nights in a nice hotel in D.C.
In downtown D.C.
And what does that cost? For two nights in that hotel costs?
Oh, my God. Listen, because the friends who are going to make the reservation, they are high-class people.
Yeah.
And it would probably be a $500 a night.
$500 a night. So we just need one night. So
yeah, but we're going to be two nights, Friday and Saturday.
We only need one night to make your money back.
Offset.
So basically, look, you're... You made $250 by buying that suit. Basically, that is $250 in your pocket, my friend. $250 in your pocket. You should feel good about that suit. I mean, you should feel great about that suit. And
the suit does look really, really good on me, I have to say.
It does. From my mom's wedding, I bought a jacket.
A jacket.
Well, I really like... the look of jeans and a t-shirt with a really nice suit jacket. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that look.
Is the t-shirt 100% cotton?
Yeah.
Is it V-neck?
No, it would be like, you know, like a t-shirt.
Okay, like what you're wearing now. Okay. Yeah.
And it would have some simple graphic on it or something. Use probably a Disney.
No, there should be no graphic on it.
Probably like a Disney graphic or something like that.
Oh,
God. I just like that look. I like I don't like ties and stuff. I like the t-shirt with a suit jacket and then dark jeans and then, you know, nice shoes. So that was what I wore for my mom's funeral.
Well, okay. That's different for your mom's funeral.
Well, I mean, that's also what I wore on the cruise ship with Adam and Zach. And,
well, okay.
We went to the chef's
table. Everything outside of this wedding, excuse me.
Yeah.
Everything outside of this wedding, I wear shorts, khaki shorts, and a plaid shirt.
But now that you have a nice suit, you can go and do more things.
Oh, wait, that's funny that you say that because the guy who went with me to get the suit, my good friend, Mr. Dale.
Yeah.
He said, oh, you could wear this jacket with some jeans and, like you said, a white t-shirt.
Oh,
yes.
I like this, Mr. Dale.
And I said, I would never leave the house looking like that.
Oh, my God. You know what? I happen to know, Archer, that you do follow the news. And
I do follow the news. Yeah, that is true.
I feel like we could do this. We could do this.
Ooh. I can't wait to hear him sing it.
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What questions will he ask? It is the Mix Minus News Game. This is the segment of the show where I will be reading the questions tonight. And to Archer, I'll be reading him five questions from the New York Times News Quiz. And Archer, using only his head, brain, and mouth words, will answer these five questions.
True.
They are multiple choice questions. You're going to try to answer them without me giving you the choices, but you're always free to ask for what the choices are.
I need to clarify that I do not have the New York Times, so I have no clue.
No clue
what you're going to ask me.
All right, here we go. Question number one. A grand jury indicted Donald Trump and others in Georgia this week, charging them with trying to overturn the 2020 election. In total, how many people were charged in the indictment?
19
is absolutely correct. There were 19.
Listen, my husband has been following that every bit, so I know that.
Including Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, and a bunch of Georgia Republicans. Trump was charged under Georgia's version of the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, or RICO, which was originally used to target what group?
Could Wait, what was the last part? I heard a little beeps in my ear.
Rico was originally used to target what group? Do you want the choices? Oh,
the mob.
Organized criminals would be the closest to the mob. Organized criminals. Yes, exactly. Yes. Okay, there you go. Rico was first used in crime groups like the Mafia. Rudy Giuliani, one of the defendants in the indictment, made his name trying racketeering cases against Mafia families decades ago.
But Giuliani is like, I don't know, the mob? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hold on, I got another another one here. Unlike Adam, I'm not going to give you a sports question because I wouldn't know.
Does it have to do with the female Women's World Cup
in Australia? It does.
I might be able to.
You might know it. What two teams are playing in the Women's World Cup's final this weekend?
Spain and England.
Done. Oh, that is absolutely correct. There you go. That is three.
I actually follow that. Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. All right. Here we go. Analysts have cited unemployment as one of the biggest reasons the Chinese economy is continuing to slow. What age group is seeing the biggest jump in unemployment?
The biggest jump in unemployment. Yeah. I'm going to say the 18 to 25.
So there's 16 to 24. And then there's 25 to 39. They don't have so their 18 is kind of inside that.
Okay. Oh, shit.
The choices are 15 and younger, 16 to 24, 25 to 39, 40 to 59, or 60 plus.
Okay. I'm going to go 25 to
39. 25 to 39. Ooh, it was 16 to 24.
I almost chose that, I swear. Wow. So I'm doing 100% so far.
No, that was your first.
Well, according to Daniel Brewer's math, I'm
100%. No. You got one final question, though. You do have one final question. It's the final question.
Right now.
You are 3 out of 4.
Okay.
A group of young people in Montana. Oh, you'll get this one because it's young people. Yeah, a group of young people in Montana won a landmark lawsuit this week in which a judge ruled that the state constitution guaranteed them a right to what?
Oh, guaranteed them a right to. I know they sued about
I can give you the choices if you
want. Oh, give me the choices. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Guarantee them a right to a $20 an hour minimum wage, a healthful environment, a abortion access. That wasn't a abortion. That was just abortion access. Religious clubs in schools or uncensored school libraries.
No, it's that second one.
A healthful environment.
Yes.
That is absolutely correct.
All right, so I got 4 out of 5. I think that's 100%.
The judge ruled that the state's failure to consider climate change when approving fossil fuel projects was unconstitutional.
Exactly. I think I got 100%.
God bless Gen Z and they're crazy. Is that Gen Z? Yeah. Gen Z out there doing their
own thing. I think you're a millennial compared to me. I mean, a boomer.
Sir, you are wearing a plaid shirt and shorts, so I think
you totally am. Actually, you can't see, but I'm wearing my underwear.
You're not wearing underwear. You kind of dress like that dude from Ant-Man.
No, I'm wearing underwear. I don't have any shorts on.
Oh, you're wearing underwear. I misunderstood.
It's a little warm here. I don't know if you've been listening to my podcast, but I have no AC.
You have no AC?
Well, very little AC. And it's hot in here, so I have to put my underwear on.
Oh, these people, these neighbors backing into their driveway. What kind of psychopath backs into their driveway?
At 11:19 p.m.? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but still, why? It's your driveway. Why are you backing into your fucking driveway? You trying to hide your tags from the cops or something?
Exactly. Do they have a truck?
No, it's a Tesla.
Are they getting rid of a dead body?
It's a Tesla.
I've heard this couple, Daniel Brewer, get rid of a dead body by backing in his garage.
No. No, because my truck doesn't fit in our garage. Part of the reason.
Oh, that is true.
Part of the reason you have for another place.
Do you have a Ranger Lariat or do you have a Ford F-150 Lariat?
It's an F-150 Lariat, yeah.
So. You know how fucking expensive those trucks are?
Yeah, it was $80,000.
I know. I cannot believe. I know. How can you afford that?
I have a job.
Yeah, but your job isn't that great.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm teasing. I'm totally teasing.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm teasing, Daniel. Never,
I love you.
I mean, it's not Adam's job, but.
Oh, that's true. Nobody has Adam's job. Well, I have Adam's job in my retirement, but yeah, you know.
Why? Listen, wait, so you are you making more money now that you're retired?
You know, I probably shouldn't say this.
Uh-huh.
But I am making the same amount in retirement that I made as I was teaching. And because I just got a 5% COLA.
Yeah.
Next year, I will be making more than I made when I was teaching.
Wow. Well, that's nice. That's right. You know, I don't have a pension. I have a 401k.
I heard you say that, and that really worries me. Because you said, actually, on you're filling in for Adam, and you said on, I don't know if it was yesterday's show or today's show, you said, I can't retire until I'm 65 or 67.
No, I said, oh, what?
You said 67.
I know, I was talking about my brother who had turned, because my brother just turned 68. And so I was like, dude, why are you still working? You could have retired.
Seriously.
And he was like, well, it's a really easy job and they pay me really well. So.
Oh, so he wants to keep reaping the benefits.
He's just like, I'm already getting Social Security. So I'm just getting multiple paychecks now. And he's like, he's like, why would I quit? It's like, it's an easy job and I like it. So.
Well, when I turn Social Security age, I'm going to be even richer than I am now.
Ah, there you go.
Because my retirement doesn't go down when my Social Security kicks in.
It's on Viagra. It won't go down.
Oh my God! Yeah, harder than I can get it.
Oh,
now.
You can stop recording on your mixers.
Oh,
yeah.
Why?
Because now we're getting recorded by the after show recorder.
Wait, did we end the show?
Oh, we haven't ended the show, have we? Oh my God, I'm high. I'm so sorry. I stopped recording on my. It's fine. Don't stop recording.
We're not even finished talking.
Don't stop recording. Oh my God.
I did not stop it.
Okay. I was like thinking, wait, are we?
Oh my God, Dan,
for some reason, I thought that we were done with the show.
You're smoking so much pot. Yeah, that's probably what it was. You do not know what's going on.
I think we're good. Right? We've been going for like an hour and something, haven't we?
I have an hour and 4 minutes on here.
Oh, we got time. Let's keep going.
I know that's not enough because the last show I listened to, Nick's Magic.
All right. Here's the problem.
Nick's Minus. Did you hear what I just said?
Big Mixed Magic. Yeah, I heard.
I did say Mixed Magic.
The Mixed Magic Mushroom place. Have you seen this show, His Dark Materials? Have you seen that show?
No, I don't even know what that is. I don't know. I have no clue.
It's on Max.
I have Max.
Okay. And it's called His Dark Materials. And it's a YA novel. Right. So it's a
young
adult. Yeah. Yeah. So
what
it
call them?
Yeah. And it deals with travel between these different worlds. And there's a, the one world that people are traveling through is, you know, got this big religious, organization that runs the planet and everything, and then you know, then there's our world.
You know how much I hate religion.
No, yeah, well, yeah, they're the bad guys in this. But anyway, the point is, it's a fantasy, you know, kind of young adult novel made into 3 seasons on HBO Max. And
okay,
anyway, I watched it, and because I like to binge. Zach doesn't like to binge, and so he doesn't have an. I know, isn't that weird?
My husband doesn't like to binge either. He'll watch 3/4 of one episode. He's like, I'm done.
Yeah. So I watched it, and the final episode, you know, after they healed healed the worlds of all their problems. Turns out that it took this one boy from our Earth and this one girl from another Earth, and the two of them together grew up together, and then they became, when they fell in love or whatever and became adults, you know.
They procreated? Yeah.
Well, no, they never got to procreate, but here's the thing. They had to like close all the gates between the worlds, and they couldn't stay on each other's world. So they had healed the universe, but they could never be together. They were going to have to
put his penis in her vagina.
And you know, the music was swelling and it was, you know, very, you know, and I'm crying like a baby because I cry at movies. And so
I know you do.
So I'm just like, oh,
it sounds very dramatic.
Yeah, it was very dramatic. And then I was thinking about that. I was like, do you remember how dramatic your first few boyfriends, like relationships, like how everything was so goddamn dramatic and so fucking important. And it was just like, no one else ever could feel the things that, I'm feeling. No, it's different. It's different. You don't understand. It's different. You know, that kind of thing. So I was thinking about that and I was thinking to myself, who was my first boyfriend? Like who would I consider my first boyfriend?
Okay. And so who was,
so I couldn't, you know, there was like this guy, Walter, and he was like the first guy that I ever, you know, had sex with.
Wait, how old were you
with.
Then?
19.
And how old was Walter?
19.
Okay.
And
you were fucking each other at 19.
Well, I mean, that was my first sex with another person was Walter, 19, but we weren't really boyfriend. Like we didn't date, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't
we were just having sex.
And so I would think like my first boyfriend was this guy named Scott. And I was like trying to remember his last name. And I was like, it was like Colquitt or something like that and everything. So I was thinking about this. So I finished watching this Dark Material show. I'm thinking about that while I'm peeing. Cause you know, you pee for an hour. When you're 56.
At our age,
yeah,
yes, we
exactly.
do.
And I'm thinking about that, right? And then I go to bed whenever I wake up the next day and I'm going through my phone and I have a Facebook Messenger message request from Scott Colquitt.
Oh my God, you were drunk. You sent him a text.
No, I didn't. And I was, oh my God, it's just so weird that you're messaging
that
me because I was literally just thinking about you. And it turns out he was also having some moment of reflection and was like wanting to reach out to old boyfriends to find out how they were doing.
Oh my
God,
that is so wild.
Isn't that weird? It's like,
it is weird.
It's like if I had any inkling towards religion, like if you and I were coworkers and we were both Baptist or whatever, first thing we'd be saying is like the angels. Those angels, see, they're organized and everything. It's like, sometimes just coincidences happen, right? He's like,
Wait, stop.
Yes.
When you're talking about this, this religion is the last thing I'm thinking of.
Uh-huh.
I am thinking that this guy and you were having the same kind of connection in your head that was like, oh my God, I need to contact this guy.
Yeah.
And then you know, obviously, clearly, it happened on Facebook. Or
he's been with his partner for like 5 years. But the weird thing is, he lives in Atlanta, and
you're not that far away.
Well, Zach and I used to live right outside of Atlanta. We lived there for the first like 10 months that we were together. So it's like he lived there then. So it's like we actually were closer to, you know, we lived in the same town as him for a while.
Okay, so then did you? You stay in contact with this guy? Have you been messaging back and forth?
We messaged that day. And I mean, it's Facebook Messenger. He can message anytime he wants. He works for Southwest as a flight attendant now. And so he travels all the time and he still has family. And he still has family in this area. So what did you say?
I said, if he's a flight attendant, he's really gay.
Well, yeah. He was my first boyfriend.
Recording stopped.
Did you expect my first boyfriend to not be gay?
Everybody you date is very gay, although Zach is not.
Yeah. Zach is not gay? Did you hear the part?
Really,
did you hear the part where he screamed and it scared our cat?
You know what I mean.
My boyfriend is very gay. My boyfriend has a purse collection.
Does he really? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, are we still on the stream? Or whatever?
No, we're still doing the show. We haven't ended the show.
Oh my God, seriously? I didn't realize that.
Wait, now you forgot that we were still doing
a show. I totally, I am still recording. I'm like in an hour and 11 minutes on the podcast. Listen, I don't know that much about Zach. And I wonder if, you know, when, from time to time I talk about Adam and Daniel on my podcast.
Right. Yes.
And I don't know that, well, one, he probably hates me because I said that it was boring when you guys
were doing the podcast. Well, I mean, you're not his favorite person. Yeah.
Oh my God. Did he say that?
Yes.
Zach, I love you. First of all, I love you because you're so young, and Daniel deserves somebody that young.
He's 35. Nobody is 36. I'm sorry. He's 36.
That's 20 years difference.
Yeah.
So you can't even get someone who's 56, your age, to be with you.
Wait, that may
not be true.
Zach happened to be the person that I fell in love with, whatever.
I know. I shouldn't be. I'm sorry. I'm being so silly.
I mean, it's fine. I'm just teasing you here. It's fine. All right. I think we should end the show before either of us realize, because we both at different times now have thought, oh, the show is over. I'm just chatting with Archer. I'm just sitting here chatting with the danger of doing this. All right.
And I feel bad because I probably said something I should not have said.
Well, now it's on the show. So now everyone's going to hear
first,
it.
Is Cyclone still here?
No, it's like the Cyclone has left. Oh, he's left the building.
Cyclone, I love you, and I will contact you.
I can't believe I stopped the recording.
I did not. I'm still recording.
No, mine. I stopped.
Well, you're going to have to take this audio from my recording.
I know.
Then.
Anyway.
I love it. What am I trying to say?
Often, Daniel. I got to end the show. If you want to send us an email, you can do so. The email address is contact@mixminuspodcast.com.
Yeah. 1-800-7-DEATH.
No, 707-61-DEATH is our phone number. Like that, yeah. Or you can go to voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com and leave your message there. Archer, thank you so much for filling in this evening.
Don't hang up on me yet.
Adam will be back next Friday.
Yeah. 202.
Yeah.
70. Oh, I fuck with it.
3-2.
709-3029. Bye. Who is still listening in the chat room? Seriously.
You did. Your number's not. What was the number?
202-709-32. I should have to do that again. It's 202-709-3029. Call Archer Radio and leave a comment. Or tell us how much you love you. You love us.
Okay.
Listen, I think I should fill in for Adam for now.
I can't believe I thought the show. I feel I was like, oh yeah, we're on the after
show. You
thought
it was over like 40 minutes ago.
I'm like, wait, what? What the fuck?
Listen, Adam's going to be upset because how long we went on this show.
I didn't even have a gummy. I was just vaping.
But vaping pot.
Well, the gummies would have been pot too.
Listen, Adam.
Yeah.
I mean, Daniel. Daniel, I want a cigarette really bad.
You can't have one.
I know I can't.
Yeah.
I quit five years ago.
Do you know what got me to quit?
No.
We moved from South Carolina to Connecticut.
Yeah.
And in South Carolina, they pay you to smoke. It's like you can get...
They pay you to smoke?
No, I'm just saying cartons are cheap. Cigarettes, you know, are like...
I know. Well, in Virginia, it's not much better either.
Yeah. At the time, they're like $3 or $4 for a pack or whatever. When I lived in South Carolina. But in Connecticut, they were $9.50 a pack. And
wait, you know what they are in D.C. right now?
What?
$13.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm sitting there looking at it, and both Robert and I smoked. I'm like going, that's $200 a week
exactly
in cigarettes. He's like, no, we can't. So it's like all the scare tactics that they do, you know, the this is your lungs, you're going to die of cancer, whatever. None of that shit works because you're addicted to something. But the only thing that really... The only thing that really works is something that has an actual consequence. In your case, it was health related. In my case, it was financial, right? It's like,
yeah, but I miss it so much.
Yeah. I will occasionally smell someone smoking at camp and I will like,
oh God, I miss it so bad. But, you know.
But, you know what? It goes away pretty quickly.
Hello? I quit in 2019. This is 2023.
I know.
4 years and I still want to smile.
No, I'm just saying I'm further along this path than you, my son. I've quit longer than I'm telling you. I still occasionally, oh, I would really like a cigarette right now.
Oh my God.
But it goes away. Really. Trust me. It takes
a lot of time. Believe me.
It takes time. God. It's a mourning process.
It's worse than masturbating. Yeah. All I want to do is just masturbate every day, all day.
Are you trying to, have you tried to goon?
Goon?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
So, gooning is when you are, you've edged for so long that you're just like kind of like floating on a wave of orgasms. Like and you're like, you look like a goon cause you're like drooling and stuff, you know, like you're like, you're in a trance. You're just kind of like, you're just basically skating right at that edge of an orgasm for like a very extended period of time.
I couldn't do that. I can't let it go that long. No.
You know, I mean, it's just practice, Archer. Just practice.
I have to come. Listen. After you and Daniel, I mean, you and Daniel.
Yeah.
You and Adam, have had this.
Yeah.
Right. Have had this discussion about the.
Kegel. Kegel exercises.
Right. Kugel. What's it called?
Kegel.
Kegel.
Yeah.
Exercises. I have been doing that shit since the two of you have been talking about
there
that.
There you go. And?
For however long you've been doing it.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, well, it actually is working because I have a great, you know, little shot of cum.
Yeah, there you go.
I shouldn't say, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but
why not?
It really does make a difference.
Thank you. It says we should have an infomercial. It really does make a difference. And that's the thing.
I swear to God,
it does. And the only reason that I'm telling Adam about it is just because he's, you know, 8 years behind me. So it's just like, look, you're about to go down this road here.
But has he had an issue with it before?
No, but I'm just like here. But
see, I'm an old man. I have. Yeah,
let me just, I was trying to give him a shortcut. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, this and then you won't have to worry about it when you're my age and what the fuck is going on?
In the shower.
Yeah.
I can do that Kegel exercise.
Yeah.
10 to 15 times.
There you go.
Oh my God. It totally makes, I'm probably telling too much.
No, that's right. So you're not an edger. You're not an edger. You can't.
I am not an edger. No.
You can't.
I can't let it go. I want to, but when I do come now,
yeah,
it shoots. I shouldn't say that.
No, it's fine. I think you should try edging.
I know. But
give that another.
He doesn't need
to be involved. No, this is we're talking about masturbation.
No, it's true. No, you're absolutely right. But when I play with my husband, if I edge him too long, then he can't come at all.
Uh-huh.
So I have to figure out exactly the right amount of time. Then he can come.
He can't come ever?
No,
ever again?
No, that's not true. No, he comes all the time. But I'm just saying. If I play with him too long,
yeah,
then he can't come unless I let him take over. And it's
oh,
him.
I see. He's yeah. Okay.
You know,
I understand what you're saying. I do.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Wow. Who was it that used to have a podcast about random encounters and stuff?
Nick. Oh God, what was his last name?
Was it Thomas?
Nick Thomas. Yes, 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 yes. I have a bunch of his podcasts saved on my computer.
Did he die? I feel like I heard that on your show that he had died.
I think he died of the AIDS and or something else. I can't remember exactly what it was. But he had AIDS, though.
So. I know. I mean, if I had been born just 10 years later, I mean, with Grindr and all that shit, it's like
wait,
how was that?
10 years later, what year were you born?
67. 56? 67.
Oh, you're thinking if you were born in 77?
If I was born in 77, I would have been coming out at around the time that there were apps and things that...
Oh, I see. Yes. Oh, that's true.
My young gay life wouldn't be, torturous and stuff. But at the same time, basically being tortured by not having anyone to date or having anyone to, go out with or whatever, really just kind of... probably kept me from getting AIDS back then, right?
I'm going to actually agree with you because I think, because I was born in 64, and in 1981, when AIDS started, I was in a relationship with a guy from high school. Let's see, 81, I was, 18, 19 mm-hmm. years old. And the guy who I was in a relationship with was like maybe 1 or 2 years older.
Yeah.
And listen, we had, oh my God, I can tell you a story. Before he went to college, we were working together at Shakey's Pizza Parlor. And he was a year older than me. And we would.
Is Shakey's still around? I don't think Shakey's is still around.
As far as I know, it's not. Okay. But we would work a shift and he'd say like, oh, let's go out. And I'm like, oh, totally cool. Let's go out. And we would go park on like a random street and look at a porn magazine that he brought with him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, let's go ahead and, let's jerk off, We can jerk off. And then we'd be jerking off each other. And then he was like, let's go to the park. That's not too far away. We'll go to this park. And he would say, fuck me. So I would literally fuck him. Mm-hmm. But it was so nasty because his shitty ass.
Oh, gross.
Ass was like horrible. And I would be fucking him with shit. And it was horrible. It was so horrible. But at the time, that was the first time I'd ever fucked a guy.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that it wasn't supposed to be shitty.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's an undesirable outcome.
Exactly. Yeah. So literally
it's not an oopsie. It's a poopsie.
Exactly. Yeah. And like he knew that it was going to happen. So,
Katie, though, you were young.
I was 18. He was 19.
I don't know that an 18.
He was 18.
I don't know that an 18 year old would think about that. There's so many hormones. There are so many hormones running that he just wanted to get off. It was just
and the thing is, listen, no matter shit or not, I was so hard. Yeah. And I was so fucking horny at the time. I fucked him anyway.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Just
came in his ass and just like, it was 1980.
Are you trying to do the thing now where like, and then tomorrow he's going to message you on Facebook Messenger and you'd be like, oh, he messaged me.
I can tell you.
Yeah.
That in 1992. He died of AIDS.
Oh my God. You're tragic.
It was terrible. I shouldn't tell you that.
That's horrible.
He did. Because his our families were very close.
Yeah.
So when he died, his mother contacted my mother and said, he died of, they wouldn't say that he died of AIDS, but they just said he died of cancer.
Right.
I went to the viewing.
Back in my day, they called it GRID.
Well, it would have been GRID 19, but he died in 1992, so it was AIDS by that time. Yeah. Anyway, because he and I had broken up, and it was like a big thing anyway. I don't know why I'm telling this story, but I went to the funeral, and the viewing.
Yeah.
And he clearly had, remember sarcoma? What was it called?
Yeah, car seat sarcoma.
He had these blotches all over his body.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, he died of AIDS. But they didn't say that he died of, they said he died of cancer. Well, clearly when I went to the viewing, it was AIDS.
But I mean, that is a type of skin cancer. So that's
yes.
Well, that's one of those fun facts. No one has ever died of AIDS.
Oh, that's a really good point. That's a really good point to make, actually. Yeah. Anyway, he died in 1992. And then, because I was so prude and so innocent that I wouldn't have sex with anyone.
What was the what's the biggest age difference between you and a partner?
Oh, in 1986, I dated a guy who was, well, for 3 years, who was 9 years older than me.
9 years older
than me. I know. Yeah. And he just turned, on August 2nd or 3rd, he turned like 69.
I think Zach is the biggest age difference.
20 years, I know.
Man. Yeah, 20 years. I've before that.
How does
that,
he though, feel about that though?
I don't know.
You've never talked about the age difference with you?
I mean, yeah, but we've never really, like, only one time in 6 years has anyone ever, like, implied that we were father and son.
When did that happen? That's horrible.
That was at some convenience store when we were going to the cruise with Adam and the Thanksgiving cruise. We were driving down to the Thanksgiving cruise and we pulled off at this little convenience store and we got some snacks and we got up to the register and I pulled out my card and Zach pulled out his card and then Zach put his card in the thing and she's like going, "Oh, you're buying them for you're beating your dad to the punch or something like that." And he was like, "That's not my dad." And he's like, Oh, I understand. It was just like
horrible.
But yeah, that's the only time that we've ever really had that. It's really not that much of an issue. I mean, if it is an issue,
you know what? It really should not be.
Yeah. I mean,
but 20 years is a huge difference.
I mean, it may have been a bigger difference if we were like started dating in the same town that we had other friends in, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's different. Yeah. That is different. Yeah.
Cause every place we've moved, we've always been as a couple, you know what I'm saying? So it's never, I feel like age difference is different if it's like within that gay community that's been there for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like going, "Oh, now he's dating someone that's 20 years younger." And no, you know, it's like, we never ran into any of that cause we moved into town as an established couple.
Well, yeah, right. That would make a difference. Yes. But. Now, wait, have we ended this show?
Yes, the show is ended. We are talking on the after show now, Archer.
Okay, because I'm still recording.
Oh, stop recording, Archer. Okay. Stop recording.
Here we go.
We played the music. We ended the show.
I just don't remember hearing the ending music and all that.
and I Listen, had you give out your phone number more than once. Yeah.
Holy shit. What time is it? Oh, it's 10 of, oh my God, it's almost midnight here.
It's 11:47.
It's the same time for you. It's the same time as me. We're in the same time zone.
Same time zone.
Listen, so Tim in Alaska says,
"Yeah,
I got asked if this was my son once. There was a 19-year difference.
Yeah.
But he was a big, muscular Chinese guy. My child?" Because I believe that Tim in Alaska's husband is much younger than him.
Oh, not 19 years younger, though. No. No. No, this was someone else.
No,
this is something else.
Was this a different guy that you dated, Tim? Only 13 between him and Brian. Okay, well, all right.
I don't have a type. Like most of my relationships have been nearer in age. I think Robert was like a year younger than me or 2 years younger than me. There's a couple of times that I was with people that were older than me.
All right, then here's the question.
Yeah.
And this might be too personal between for you and Zach.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Ask me.
How is the sex? Are you able to bring it, get that dick as hard as you can? And are you a bottom or is he at the bottom or what? Come on. I need to hear this shit.
Why do you need to hear this shit?
Because that's the kind of shit that I like to hear.
Yeah, no, we're fine.
Okay, don't say yeah, no. Listen, answer these questions. One,
all right, yes.
You're 56. Are you able to still get your dick hard as a rock?
Okay, I go to sex parties all the time, yes.
Does Zach like to get fucked or do you like to get fucked?
More me.
Okay, so you're a big old bottom. Okay, that's good.
I'm verse, but...
Yeah, you know when people say they're verse, you know what that means? They're big old bottoms.
No, means they're verse.
Yeah, no, shut up. Yeah, I know. Okay, Zach.
Yeah.
You're going to hate this question, and you probably won't even answer it.
I probably won't. What?
How big is his dick?
Oh, no, that's, it's decent, like 7 and pretty thick.
Okay, that's very good.
Yeah.
Okay, then that explains why the U would be the bottom, because a 7 thick cock would be wonderful.
Yeah.
In my butthole right now.
No, it's...
I'm teasing.
I was with you up until that point, and then
I know you were. I know you were. It was the whole point.
So, did you when you went to the Pride 48 in New Orleans?
Yes.
Was Wes there? Did you harass Wes?
I don't. Let's see. I went in 2018. No, he was not there.
Okay. I've never been.
I went in 2018 and 2019. He was not there.
I've never been to New Orleans. With, have you for Pride 48? I mean,
okay, but have you met him personally?
Who, Wes?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came up and visited me in Connecticut. And I've met Wes many times in person.
I think I would be so overwhelmed because we went so beautiful.
We went to Disneyland with Steven and Wes and Donna Sugars and myself. We went to Disneyland.
Okay, is Wes currently singing?
I don't know. You'll have to listen on the Pride 48 weekend.
Is he going to do a Live It Up?
Yes. Yeah, he's.
You did say that.
Yeah.
Who's he going? Is he going to do it by himself?
No, he's doing it with his co-host from Live It Up.
Who is his co-host from Live It Up?
That was me.
Oh, you. That's terrible. I feel bad because I was kind of thinking it might be you, but I didn't want to say that.
Yeah, I was his co-host on Live It Up.
So when are you guys doing your show that weekend?
We haven't done times yet.
Oh, that's right. You haven't done the schedule. Yeah.
But he signed up to do it. We got... Gayish is going to be there.
Oh my God, Gayish. Listen, they have become so big that that's actually a huge draw if you were able to get them.
Let's see. Usually, though, they do it in conjunction with their live Facebook thing.
Of course. Of thing. Course. Why
so it doesn't
they?
Actually give us any exposure. Cause
what
they,
about Madge? They just, is she doing it?
Madge is going to be in Europe that weekend, so she is not going to be able to do it. So let's see. I can tell you, here's the people that have signed up.
Okay.
Daddy Dave has signed up to do a show called Stop, I Want to Get Off.
Okay.
George in Atlanta is going to do the North and South of Things.
Okay.
Isn't that's him and someone else?
Yeah, the guy from Scooter Diaries, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I can't. Why can't I think of his name? It'll come to me.
Can't think of it either.
The Mad Dingo Show.
Okay.
That would be Wendy. The Donna Sugars Show. That would be Donna Sugars. Yes. Enormous.
Oh my God, really? Those guys are so good. I love them.
Casey and
Harley. Do you
Harley?
Listen to that show?
You've asked me this. I did listen to one or two of theirs. I liked it, but I never subscribed because I already had a full dance cart of podcasts. Yes,
I understand. That's totally true. I understand
Sarah Talk is going to come back.
That's not one of my regulars. From time to time, I will tune in, but generally...
Gayish is going to be doing it. Live It Up is going to be doing it.
When is Live It Up? Oh, you don't know the schedule.
Okay. Little Aussie Battler is going to be doing a show.
No way. Scotty's going to do a show?
Yeah. Greetings from Nowhere. Also, another one called Nowhere News. The Shy Life, Chubb's Gone Wild, Swanner and Jug, Big Gay Sex Show, The Daddy Years, The Little Fatty Cast, Tastes Like Burning. Oh my God, They're Still Talking, and Pod is My Co-Pilot.
Yeah.
You'll run into Oh My God, They're Still Talking when you get back from that winery party on Saturday night. Pod is My Co-Pilot, Shady Small Town Tea. I can't talk. Shady Small Town Tea. That's a tongue twister.
I forget who that is, but I know who you're talking about.
And Foul Monkeys.
Oh my God, are you serious? Foul Monkeys are gonna get in on that?
An Older Gay Guy Show, which is Joe.
I know that guy, yeah.
And then the ones that I haven't mentioned are just the ones that Adam and I do. So, you know, this show, Mix Minus. Geeky Gay. I think Throwing Down is going to be doing the Pride 48 weekend.
Wait, do we have to pay for that one?
No. It'll be free on the Pride 48
weekend. Okay, that's the only way I listen to it.
And then the Three's a Crowd with Auntie Scott and Adam and myself. And
oh my God, yeah. I'm going to have to pay attention to that one because I've not listened to that for a while.
I feel like there you go. That's, and I can tell you this. Okay. Do you want to stop? Do you want to hear some breaking
how
news?
How could you possibly have an opening for Archer Radio?
We do, Archer. We always
listen.
Have,
that sounds like a very full agenda.
Can I give you a little spoiler?
Well, of course.
As of like maybe 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Big Fatty Online.
I was just waiting for him. Okay, so he's going to be the opening show.
Yes.
Oh my God, listen. Okay, so wait a minute. He would do that at like what, 7 or 8 p.m.? What time?
I think we're going to do the kickoff show at 7, so he would, or maybe 7:30. I don't know. We try not to do the kickoff. We try to not do an hour-long kickoff show because we have nothing to talk about for an hour. So
right, yeah.
So we try to do a very short kickoff show. So Big Fatty Online will either be at 8 or 7, 7 or 8 Eastern, one of the two.
Okay, so then he would go from either 7 to 8 or 8 to 9 Eastern time.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Should I? Oh, my God.
You could do it. You could do it from your hotel room Friday night.
I know, I hate to commit to this, but, you know, my husband would be with me. Honestly.
Yeah, well, there you go. Have some wine, do your hour, he can read the Discord. Okay,
what would that be, like 8 to 9 p.m. on Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What time is your rehearsal dinner? Your rehearsal dinner is at what time?
Well, the rehearsal dinner actually is at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. All right, so then don't try to do two hours. Yeah, so then do the 9 to 10 or the...
That's exactly what I'm thinking, the 9 to 10 time, but only if it's after Big Fatty.
Well, of course it's after Big Fatty. Big Fatty, one of our promos says the kickoff show starts at 7, or it all kicks off at 7 p.m. I don't think that's true, but because Adam wants me to do a skit this year.
You do the opening show from 7 to 7:30, let's say.
No, if anything, we would do it from 7:30 to 8. And then Big Fatty would get.
And then Big Fatty would go 8 to 9.
Right.
And then I could do 9 to 10. I might actually be able to do 9 to 10.
You could do 9 to 10.
I have to talk to my husband.
Okay.
And see actually if we can... It would be from the hotel.
Yeah, well, that's fine. You just have to be able to make a Zoom call, and we'll take care of the rest.
Okay, but Daniel,
yeah,
that would be the only time that we could do it.
Okay, that's fine. I can make that happen. I know people.
that's actually what I'm thinking.
Because, I know people.
I mean, I know for many years, I did go after Big Fatty for many years. Yeah.
Trust me, that 9 o'clock slot is not heavily contested. It's fine. You can go there. That's fine.
All right. Can I let you know? I have to talk to my husband first.
Just let me know.
Okay. All right.
We have a State of the Station next Sunday where we're going to announce the...
Okay. Well, I'm going to be in Ohio with my...
No, I'm just saying you have... Like a day or two. Adam and I need to meet about the schedule this coming week. So,
I see what you're saying. So, I should talk to my husband technically, and then email you.
Right. The deadline technically is right now, 11:59 p.m. on August 18th.
Fuck, it's right now. Yeah. You're right.
So, technically, this is the deadline, but we're not closing it. We've got, we have 999 happy haunts on Pride 48, but there's room for 1,000.
All right. Can I just tell you right now, put us down for 9 to 10.
Okay.
For Archer Radio. All
right. Archer Radio, 9 to 10.
Like, act as if I am responding to that email right now.
Okay. Someone fapped out. Well, yeah, what did happen to Davey and Kendra from Prop Trash Radio?
Oh, I don't know.
I take it that the QCast boys aren't committing to shit. I've gotten a... The last communique I got from Super B was, let me talk to Michael about it. So I plan to follow up with them tomorrow and just see what the final.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be cool to have the QCast Connecticut boys?
Yeah. They live right here in Orlando.
I know, in Florida with you. Like, I don't know why you people live in Florida, but that's a whole nother story.
Florida's great.
We've already talked about this before.
Love Florida. Florida's awesome.
I know.
Yeah. I hope they're going to do it. Yeah, I will pass that along. I'll say Kathy Marshall really, really hopes that you guys will come and do it. And I've offered them the same thing, right? Like, hey, all you have to do is be able to make a Zoom call. Like, you don't need to do anything else. We'll take care of the rest. So I'm trying my best to get over it, but I am.
Wait, do you think I should fill out that form and send Adam the whole?
Yeah, but it's fine. Just go to the website and fill out the form.
Okay. I'll do that.
Just like all those other people did.
Listen, I'm special. So, you know, let it happen.
All right. I have to go tinkle and it's midnight.
I should probably tinkle.
So, are you wanting to stay? You want to stay and talk or are we done? Or,
Whatever you prefer.
If we're going to keep going, I want to get more beverage. I want to go tinkle and get more beverage.
My husband has already told me I cannot open another bottle of wine.
Yeah. And you're empty.
This is the only wine I can open. I've already drank the whole bottle. So, so I'm probably going to say no, I should probably go to bed.
Okay.
So,
well then say goodnight to the chat room.
Listen, chat room, you guys have been amazing.
Haven't they though? Aren't they always?
Listen, Tim in Alaska has been totally on it this night. And you know who else? Mm. Kathy Marshall.
Yeah, Kathy Marshall's
totally
always
been on it.
Many times, if you hear something that I say on the show and you laugh, it was probably me stealing it from Kathy Marshall in the chat.
Oh, well, yeah, that's probably true. She's that good.
She is. All right, say goodnight to Pride 48 over on the stream, everyone. Good night.
All right, Pride 48, good night. Thank you so much for listening, and you will hear me probably next week.
There you go. Bye, everyone. All right, we are off.
Bye.
Maybe I recorded on that recorder. Maybe I didn't.
you got all that right?
All right. So
I already stopped recording, you know, like an hour.
Yeah,
like 30 minutes ago or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now okay. I just need those files.
Okay. How soon do you need them?
I'll probably try to edit on Sunday.
Oh, I'll get you tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send you
I'm probably going to go to bed tonight.
Yeah, just put them in a Google Drive and send me the link.
Google Drive? What the fuck is that?
Okay, whatever storage place you want, and then just share it with me.
Okay.
You share it to my email.
I'll figure it out and let you know.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. Beep.